Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I've got the train horn blowing, man. The brakes on the wide receiver train are not working.
3 years they've been telling me about boards. To hell with boards.
Throw them out.
We're done with boards.
We're done with their boards.
It is going downhill.
You're loading coal into the engine block.
We are full steam ahead.
And I'm pulling the horn.
That's right.
Take that receiver.
No boards, all trains.
We are on the wide receiver train today, baby. Let's go.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
We got Chris Brown and Steve Tasker saying wide receiver train. Headline in the Buffalo News today. Wide receiver train, about how defensive end could derail the wide receiver train. Our bet remains on the bet board. Will Brandon Bean say the words? Wide receiver train.
He's not yet.
We're find out in 8 days.
He's come close.
Or 9 or 10 days. Oh, he's going to say it. He's going to say it. When's the statute of limitations run out? Is it post-draft presser when he comes on here to talk about it? I won't prompt him. I won't set him up. I won't lead the witness. He's going to say wide receiver training.
I'll give you till training camp.
Oh,
look at training camp.
Yeah. I'll take that.
But you can't there can't be him sitting down with us and then it comes up that way. That would be cheating.
Yeah.
I think.
Jeremy and Joe, good Wednesday morning. Happy hump day.
8 days, huh?
Lots of Sabres stuff. Don't let the Sabres coaching search distract you from the fact that the wide receiver train is still chugging along full speed.
I'm just going to watch straight train movies the next 8 days. The best movie about a train.
Bullet Train.
Bullet Train.
Bullet Train is a great movie.
There's always, yeah. I mean, the Polar Express is always a solid option for a train movie.
True.
Too. I was thinking my favorite one might be Murder on the Orient Express. That's a good one.
Snowpiercer.
What's the one where Denzel Washington is running on the top of a train? What's that one?
Is that The Equalizer? What movie is that from him?
Is it?
I don't think it's that. Best train-based movie. Bullet Train's my
Unstoppable
answer.
The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3, that's a good one, right? John Travolta hijacks a train in the New York subway. That's a good train movie. Some good train movies.
What else?
Wait a minute, is Bullet Train the one that just came out that's got Brad Pitt in it?
Yes.
Oh, that was a... Okay.
It's a great movie.
That's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
That's going to be my... I'm going to start with that one. That is a great movie. It really is.
All right. So Dane Brugler's mock draft is out for The Athletic. He has the Bills going... Receiver in the first and third rounds, trading up the 17 for Brian Thomas Jr. Let's do a little mock reaction here. Not just to Brian Thomas Jr. at 17, but the Bills trade up 11 spots. Here's the cost, Joe. You tell me if you would take it or not. Joe Kelly producing today.
Let's go to 17.
You tell me if you take this trade. 2/4 this year and a second next year. Let's make the second the Bills' second rounder next year, not the Vikings' second rounder that they own. 2/4 and a second next year to move up 11 spots for Brian Thomas Jr.
I think I'm on the yes side of that a little bit.
I'm on the yes side.
Yeah.
It's a lot. To move up 11 spots? Actually, is it a lot? That's actually maybe appropriate, isn't
it? Again, 2/4. You have 3/4.
They have so many day three picks. I'm just not choosing to care. About you want 5 day 3 picks? Go ahead. Like, I just don't even care.
Well, if you'll allow it, here's the problem, I think. Maybe not a problem, but in Dane Brugler's mock, so the Bills trade up to 17 for Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah.
No, this might indicate they were right to do it. No other receiver goes until 32. And then it's Adonai Mitchell.
That would say they're right to do it?
I think that would say they're right to do it.
Wouldn't everyone be like, oh, man, like no receiver went. Why'd you do it? You could have waited till 28 and got it.
The reason is there's a 15-spot gap between receivers. If you trade up to 17 for Brian Thomas Jr. and then four more receivers go, that tells you the entire league thought, yeah, everybody else here is fine also. If four teams take Ladd McConkey at 18 and Xavier Worthy at 21 and Adonai Mitchell at 25, I've got four other teams that identified receivers as good enough to not need to move up for, and you moved above them all. Again, it would definitely indicate your belief in this player, but I think no receivers going. If I get the last receiver in a run, then
I get what you're saying.
It indicates a drop-off.
I get what you're saying. I think it's going to be hard for me to not react, though. If they trade up to 17 and then four receivers went between 17 and 28 after they did it, wouldn't a lot of our reaction be, man, good thing they did it, or else they would have missed the run? Well, isn't that what happened to them in the second round a couple years ago?
Let's apply it to the Sammy Watkins trade. Isn't the entire problem you moved up, and a bunch of receivers went right after that, and they were all fine?
Right. I guess.
It's another indication that the draft really is whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd like to bring up another idea here. Kyle Krabs was tweeting about the Dolphins yesterday. Chris Greer, now we know it's draft season. Here's how you know it's NFL draft season. Chris Greer said yesterday they do not have 21 first-round grades.
Chris Greer of the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Wait, they
do not have 21 first-round grades. They picked 21st. They don't even have 21 first-round grades.
Are we sure he means he doesn't mean they have more than 21?
No.
He said, okay.
They don't have 21, but they're confident they will get a guy they have ranked with a first-round grade. I need a team that's picking sixth to say, we only have six first-round grades. This is a pet peeve of mine.
That's amazing.
It's a thing that...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Listen, I'm not a scout, so I will defer to them on some level while pushing back, which is this. If you never have more than 32, then your grading system is wrong. You want to tell me it's a weak year and there are only 20? I'll buy that if there's ever a strong year where there are 40. But there are never 40. There are always, by every team's measure, only, well, we got 21 first-rounders. We've got 18 first-rounders. Great. You pick 23rd. Figure it out.
Yep.
There will, in fact, be 32 first-round picks. And every single one of those picks will be said to be a first-round graded player by the teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like the draft to figure out which side of the you'd like to land on. If you never have more than 20 first-round picks, then teams like the Bills should trade their future firsts for the rest of time. For the rest of... Trade it. Go ahead next year... When the Bills are selecting in only the second round, say, like, we only had, like, 17 first-round grades anyway. We were going to get a second-round pick with our first-rounder. Say that!
Yeah.
No one can decide exactly how many good players there are. The draft. It's hilarious. It's dumb. Anyway, Brian Thomas Jr., according to Dane Brugler.
I'd be excited.
Sure, fine.
They'd get their guy, and he'd probably catch a million passes for them right away. So, second-round pick and 2/4. If that's the price to go up 11 spots and make sure I get my guy, I'm in. I'm in. I am going to be... if I don't know, though. If no receivers went after that, I would want to work to have you convince me that's a good thing rather than, well, they could have sat at 28 and got Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah, that's...
Because then... Well, then you could be risking like Kansas City coming up and getting him.
Or just anybody taking him. Once he's off the board, he can't be picked. So the team that was going to take him next wouldn't take him.
Bob McGinn from Golong TD says that Jermaine Burton, the wide receiver from Alabama, is off multiple teams' boards entirely because of character stuff.
Yeah, I've read a lot of that he's... The talent is top 10 receiver talent, but he's a head case.
Shouldn't I assume the Bills are...
Off the board.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be a Bill, Jermaine Burton, who's what, like a day two guy, usually?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. DJ in Virginia, and then we're going to do Let's Get Stupid. DJ, good morning.
Hey, guys. So I wanted to quickly ask about the Sabres coaching search and then also a trade possible option for the Sabres. So for the coaching search, I don't get why, like, in football, like, you know, even bad organizations still get, like, good coaches. They just overpay. Like, it seems like historically these past, like, three coaches, we're getting guys that are kind of no names, not the real, like, you know, good option. It seems like no one wants to come to us. I get that for players, but like coaches, you know, these guys have huge egos. I don't understand why someone wouldn't want to come and be like the savior for the city. So I don't get why we couldn't get like a good coach. Is it like an organizational thing? Is it like the owner doesn't want to pay them?
Well, and then I'm going to answer that real quick, DJ. If you are a franchise that has limitations, you don't even have to say it's financial, but there's been so much damage done by a decade of losing and all that, that you're on 58% of the players' no movement lists. You are not playing with a full deck, and as a head coach, you might not want to take on that battle.
Okay, that does make sense.
It's not to say it's true of every candidate or even has to be true, but I think it's a factor.
Okay. I want some guy to be our savior so bad. And then the other question is, could we package like a Dylan Cousins, one of our prospects in like a first rounder and get, you know, I know we're on so many no movement clauses, but like someone that is a real superstar to bring in and, you know, and then we could, you know, push, you know, Page down to the second line, but just have that real superstar first line center. Is there an option anywhere out there for us?
I think the short answer is no. Right? Joe, who is it? Brady Tkachuk is...
Tkachuk is the guy that's going to come up the most, and there are problems with that.
He has a no move right now, but is Ottawa going to trade in division?
The guy, if you really want to work to find a guy that could become available, the guy that I always circle back to is Kirill Kaprizov in Minnesota. He is not a center, but he has got 3 more years on his contract. He does not have a no movement clause until it kicks in on July 1st, so you have until then to do it. And the Wild are one of the oldest teams in hockey and just missed the playoffs by a bunch. They need to rebuild. So if they don't think he's staying and signing another contract, the time is now to move him. Because after July 1st, he has full leverage to decide where he goes. So there's no report about him being available. But if I'm working to find a star that could become available this summer, that's the guy.
Brady Tkachuk does not have a no move. You could try it. What would you give Ottawa? Cousins and 2 firsts. Do they say no? Do they say yes? And would the Sabres be willing to aggressively pursue with a big price tag a guy that you only have control of for 4 years? You don't have a trade for him and sign him deal.
Right.
It's 4 years. And then he could walk. You'd have to basically turn around your operation to the point where you'd say, why would you want to leave? It's great here. We make the playoffs all the time. We're close.
Yeah, once I get to 4 years, though, shouldn't I be like, if we're not at a point where you're wanting to stay at that point, then everything's already horrible.
I'm with you. I'm with you. It would be worth it to me.
Yeah.
I'd be stunned if they give up on Cousins, though. I think Cousins is going to be a point.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to make a point to get him right, to get him back on track. He's going to be the pet project of the coach. Like, if you get this guy back where he needs to be, we're going to be fine.
Well, what's the perfect trade that Adams would like to pull off this summer? What that he should want to pull off this summer? Maybe it's not out there, but the perfect trade is, I don't think Cousins is involved, but I think it's it's a prospect or two and a first-round pick. That is probably the perfect trade for them. It probably won't become available that a player that good that's worth that package is out there, but I think you want to trade one or two of your first-round prospects that are on the way because there's not room for them. And yep. Here they come. They're all ready.
All right, we're up against the break. Been teasing this Let's Get Stupid for 2 days. We're going to do it next.
Is the Let's Get Stupid the mock draft that somebody just sent us along?
No. Okay. We'll discuss that. But the Let's Get Stupid is about the Bills, what they should do with their third jersey. You want a third helmet? You want a new look? You mentioned you pitched black and red.
Black and red. Let's go.
Goat
for the Sabres. Let's do it for the Bills, too.
Tom emailed in an idea on Let's Get Stupid, and I will read this email, and we will have a discussion about a uniform idea. 803-0550 on WGR.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.